taking it to a vote. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The leader of the Senate says there will be a vote next week on abortion protections after the leaked draft decision from the Supreme Court seemed to indicate Roe versus Wade could be overturned.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says protecting abortion rights is no longer an abstract exercise.
It's as urgent and as real as it gets.
Recent votes to codify Roe v. Wade into law have failed, not just at the 60 votes needed to advance, but even winning a simple majority in the 50-50 divided Senate.
The American people are going to speak loudly and clearly that we need some change. We cannot have a right-wing court.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says the focus should not be what's in the leak, but that there was a leak at all from within the Supreme Court.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. A demonstration for abortion rights this afternoon in New York City, where Attorney General Letitia James called for action.
We need to organize, and we need to be mobilized, because every person in this nation should have the freedom to control their own body and their own health care.
James said New York will remain an access state. Polls close in Ohio this primary day in about a half hour. Several Republicans, including J.D. Vance, who has been endorsed by former President Trump, are hoping to get the nomination to fill the seat now held by Senator Rob Portman, who is retiring.
Vance became the Republican frontrunner after receiving Trump's blessing in mid-April. Opponents were shocked by the endorsement, considering Vance was once an outspoken critic of both Trump and the MAGA movement.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Former State Treasurer Josh Mandel says he's on Team Trump, even without the endorsement.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Cincinnati. The winner is likely to face 10-term Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan in the November election. In the governor's race, Mike DeWine appears well-positioned to secure the nomination for another term. Indiana also holding primaries tonight. Polls there just beginning to close. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police are still looking for corrections officer Vicky White and an inmate who escaped from a jail in Alabama on Friday.
The murder victim's family is really in a state of shock right now. This man confessed to stabbing a woman to death, a murder for hire, and the son says, how is this possible? We are getting now more attention paid to the corrections officer Vicky White, a 56-year-old widow. She was employee of the year several times, so her own officers around her are shocked by this. But it appears now she may have been, the sheriff says, in a relationship with the confessed murderer. She put in her retirement papers just days before the escape, and she sold her house 1 month ago. So if she is on the run with this confessed murderer, the two have money to run together.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Police have issued an arrest warrant for Vicky White, and the U.S. Marshals Service says the pair could be armed and that the inmate is dangerous. Las Vegas police now say the body found in a barrel in the newly exposed bottom of Lake Mead after the water level went down is that of a man who was shot. And homicide detectives say the killing probably happened between the mid-70s and early 1980s because the shoes the victim was wearing were made in that time period. The barrel was found Sunday by boaters who informed authorities. The Clark County Coroner's Office will work to determine the man's identity. There's been a breach of Queen Elizabeth's security.
The British Army has launched an urgent investigation after an intruder posing as a priest reportedly spent the night at the barracks of troops who guard Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle. According to the Sun newspaper and Talk TV, the man was admitted after claiming to be a friend of the battalion's padre. He ate and drank that night with senior officers and was offered a bed despite showing no ID. Police were called the following morning and the man was removed but not arrested.
Fox Fox's Lillian Wu. The Queen was at another residence at the time. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.